Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, October 24th. And then there's this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 5 cents at 679 and a quarter, December wheat down 9 cents at 841 and three quarters. And I'm switching my comments now to January beans. January beans down 13 cents at 1391 and a half. We did not see any export sales announcements this morning. Russia and Ukraine haven't agreed to any export corridor deal, though I'm hopeful something gets done there. And the market seems a little bit less concerned today with corn and wheat lower out here. We have seen better rains in Argentina, better rains in southern Brazil. Brazil as a whole is getting plenty of rains. It's actually delaying planting a little bit. They should be beans 38% planted. They're only 34% planted, so they're a little bit behind. But I think the rains will ultimately make for a pretty big crop out there. We've seen some rains in the western part of the country. Texas, Oklahoma, eastern Kansas, all getting some good rains. Looks like they might get some more here today and by the end of the week. So that's going to be a little bit helpful for the week. We do know that the wheat crop has gone in very dry conditions in the western plains. Outside markets to start, we've got crude oil down 30 cents a barrel, but it's $1.70 off the lows. The Dow Jones has been all over the board, a 500-point range, roughly 250 higher to 250 lower. The dollar is up 24 ticks. Bonds are down another 16 ticks here. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag out here. Bean oil was just a little bit lower overnight. It's possible the bean oil can make a new high here by the end of the week, but I think it's really getting a little bit overbought up here, and I think the pros by Friday will be willing sellers of the bean oil. Basis around the country remains pretty strong. The big problem for these markets continues to be just a lack of export business, with the exception of the beans. Corn and wheat both lagging, and we just don't see any real pickup there with the dollar as strong as it is. When the Chinese buy beans, you know, they're in here. Is it going to be enough? You know, with the carryout down to 200 million, you know, it's going to make things, you know, pretty tight out here. But can they wait till they get the Brazilian crop in late January, February time frame? We'll have to see. But until then, you know, the U.S. is certainly in for some of the business out here. But overall, the weather in the U.S. is pretty good. We've got some rains around tomorrow, 50s and 60-degree temps in much of the Midwest, so we don't see any real problems there. And, you know, I think we're going to be subject to the outside markets. If the crude oil wants to make another run higher, if the Dow continues to be firm, I think that'll all be helpful for the grain markets. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.